Let me greet all of you affectionately and welcome you to this episode of Above the Clouds. I think in the last week, many of us have been observing the rising of the or escalation of the conflict in Eastern Europe with growing concern. And we might like to see what the Bhagavatam has to say about conflict and solving conflict. Here is a verse. Svasthyastu Vishvasya Kala Prasidatam Dhyayantu Bhutani Shivam Mitodiya Manashabhadram Bhajata Dadokshaye Aveshyatam No Mati Ap Yahai Tokim. Let there be auspiciousness for the universe. May the wicked be pleased, not angry. May all beings together meditate intelligently on cooperation. May the mind become free of attachment. May our minds, without motivation, be absorbed in the Supreme Lord. Srila Prabhupada makes a very interesting observation. He says, Srimad Bhagavatam and the Bhagavad Dharma are meant for persons who are completely free of envy. And a little later, the material world is full of envious persons. But if one frees himself of envy, he becomes liberal in his social dealings and can think of others' welfare. And a little later, therefore we should pray to Lord Nrisingadev to sit in our hearts. We should pray, Bahir Nrisingho Hridaye Nrisingha, that Lord Nrisingadev sit in the core of my heart, killing all my bad propensities. Let my mind become clean, so that I may peacefully worship the Lord and bring peace to the entire world. So, yes, wars are there because of people thinking with material motivations and being envious, or let us say, not well intended towards others. Prahlad Maharaj prays that all those persons with a wicked intention may undergo a change of heart and think of the welfare of others. When I personally hear of people fighting with each other, I immediately imagine the anger they feel in their hearts, the fear, and at times the utter despair. Just recently, a dear devotee from Kazakhstan, Malika Mala, wrote something very nice about this conflict. She wrote, I'm not looking for who is right and who is wrong. I'm not a politician, nor a judge. But surely, like you, I have friends on both sides. And of course, I'm thinking, how can I be of use to them? And then she writes very beautifully about the interconnectedness of all life. She writes, the earth is our home. It's one small living organism and we are all interconnected. Just like all organs, systems and cells of a single body are interconnected. You can, of course, like an ostrich, put your head in the sand and think, thank God, it's not in my country. But this is how very ordinary people think. It's like the kidney believing that since it's far away from the lungs, lung cancer does not concern it. Yes, kidneys are a separate organ, but in a unified organism that is washed by one blood, one lymph, metastases are just around the corner. The pain of mothers, elderly people and children is the pain of the whole planet and every caring person. Compassionate hearts always emphasize and share the pain of others. You can object by saying, what can we do? What can we influence? Are we being asked at all? Yes. This is now my saying. Yes, everyone is asked to help. We all can ask for the blessings and the mercy of the Lord. And it is my personal experience that prayers can work miracles. In the Bhagavad Gita, there is a very interesting part about compassion to others. It's in the first chapter where Arjuna sees the different grades of friends and relatives who are now standing opposed to each other, ready to fight. We are all one family, a family with a common father, Sri Krishna. So Arjuna addresses Krishna. He says, my dear Krishna, when I see my friends and relatives present before me in such a fighting spirit, I feel the limbs of my body quivering and my mouth drying up. And Prabhupada writes very interestingly about Vaishnav compassion as a strength that is desirable. He says, Arjuna, just after seeing his kinsmen, friends and relatives on the battlefield, was at once overwhelmed by compassion for them who had so decided to fight amongst themselves. Yes, as far as his soldiers were concerned, he was sympathetic from the beginning, but he felt compassion even for the soldiers of the opposite party, foreseeing their imminent death. And while he was so thinking, the limbs of his body began to quiver and his mouth became dry. He was more or less astonished to see their fighting spirit. A little later, Prabhupada says, such symptoms in Arjuna were not due to weakness, but to his soft-heartedness, which is a characteristic of a pure devotee of the Lord. It is impossible to remain unconcerned when we see our brothers and sisters, and that's what they are, ready to lay down their lives just for some concepts, really. This is an enemy, this is a friend. It is impossible not to be moved when sensing all the fear and the cries of the wounded, so to say. And we will have to ask each one for themselves what is possible to be done at such a time. Prahlad here gives a very, very good example of someone who is concerned and who also knows what he can do. He prays. There is a prayer which I would like to share with all of you. A prayer that can be prayed in such a situation. One is the prayer from the Bhagavatam, which we quoted in the beginning, but another is one from the Garuda Purana. It's a beautiful four-liner. Sarve bhavantu sukhinaha, sarve shantu niramaya, sarve bhatrani pashyantu, ma kashchit dukkhabhag bhavet. May all beings be happy. May everyone be free of diseases. May everyone see all good everywhere. May there be no distress for anyone. This prayer expresses the mood of a Vaishnava who has understood that we are all connected. It's necessary for a devotee to rise to this level of understanding, because on that spiritual level, where we are freed from the ego of identifying with the body and the temporary stories, on that level we recognize each other as true brothers and sisters, as being interconnected in one big family, the part and parcels of the Lord. I wish you all the best. I hope this installment has inspired you to say a prayer to those who are involved in conflict. Now it's Eastern Europe, it will be other places, it might be a family, it might be a neighborhood. A conflict is a disease, let us say. Conflict will always be there, but I mean this being not well-intentioned, having intention to hurt, that is a cancer which concerns all of us. Thank you very much for listening, and see you for the next Above the Clouds.